Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Yeah, that's good to hear, Tiger. We'll pick up, hopefully pick up some birdies coming up. I just also wanted to let you know, fellas, I did find the deodorant yesterday. They had put it inside one of my travel bags and zipped it up.
Nobody remembers the story, Ron. So you owe them a tip now.
I don't owe them.
Ron yesterday on the radio tried to blame his the cleaning company that cleans his house for losing his deodorant.
They did. They hid it in a place that I couldn't find it.
Like a lot of people in my life. He just didn't look for it and decided to blame other people. My fiance does that a lot.
It's early in the morning. You want me to go unzipping? I looked all around the area. I didn't think they were going to zip it up in the travel
just
bag.
Just look. Stop blaming people.
Shut up. It's a beautiful Thursday. We only have 1 hour. Don't argue with me today. You know what time it is. Hey, Show,
good morning. This from the Twitter account of former Chiefs offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz, now a host at Sirius XM Radio. Frank Clark is legit and a big upgrade over D Ford. He is going to have a monster year in Kansas City.
You know what? I feel like I understand the reason here in Kansas City that he hasn't been a focal point and that we haven't talked about, but I do find it interesting in this offseason. This lets you know how wild it is that this offseason has been, and it's not just Pat, that a brand new, highest paid player on the team, third highest defensive paid player in football, replacing a guy who was your best player on defense last year, who led the league in forced fumbles, who led the league in quarterback pressures, and was second in the league in quarterback hits. It lets you know how crazy the offseason is that we don't talk about that player a ton. Because Frank Clark is a... We talked about if things... That's what Carrington said the other day. If things go wrong, I remember you, Vern. Frank Clark was one of the first things that came to your head. If Frank Clark has a bad season, if things go wrong, something's going wrong, if the Chiefs are not winning the division or winning the AFC or having the number one or two seed. I don't think we've talked about Frank a lot. And I think most people have positive thoughts about Frank. And I understand that. Fans do that. But there are some fans who think it another way. And is there any concern for you with Frank? The one major concern that I have, Vern, with Frank Clark is there is a bit of concern of him moving from that system and, more importantly, that culture with the players that played around him. Those advantages that he had in Seattle, and you could argue that, I mean, behind Belichick, but Seattle, one, put together one of the best defenses we've ever seen in that 2-3 year stretch, and their culture and their defense has been probably top of the league. They have great coaching. Pete Carroll, Chris Richard was there. Ken Norton Jr. is there now. They've had great defensive coaches and staffs, great players around him. Is there a concern, and there is one for me, how he adjusts coming over from that system? Because I think
you think he's a product of the system more so than a guy that warrants the contract that the Chiefs gave him? No, I have no concerns with Frank Clark. Brett Veach can have concerns. Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo can have concerns. But what I've been told by them and others is this guy is a clear upgrade over D Ford. So that's what I'm expecting. And that's what I believe I will see.
Oh, I think that's what everyone is expecting. But We've seen this before because no one believes that this guy, and Frank Clark has been very consistent and good. And I said, overall, as a player, I have said, I think he is, when you incorporate the run and everything, that he is a better player overall than D. Ford. But we don't think he's Khalil Mack. And when Khalil Mack went to the Bears, nobody thought, oh, system change. Oh, because he's just maybe one of the best we've ever seen. I mean, this is a guy who was first-team all-defense, outside linebacker, and defensive end in the same season. This dude, him, Aaron Donald, they're in another planet.
Well, then that's all people want to see. That's all I want to see. That's all Chiefs fans want to see, is someone better than D. Ford. Someone impact the game more so than D. Ford and have a defense ranked higher than 31st. I don't think there's a need for concern but with Frank Clark.
Okay, for you there isn't. For me, I do want to sit back and see, all right, man.
Yeah, but how much of this is a byproduct of it's been a long time and we need football to return? That it's taken a week before training camp has started to stumble upon a concern with Frank Clark. How legit is the downside of this concern? Unless you truly believe that he is a byproduct of the system, but you don't because you just acknowledge that he's better than D. Ford, what's the bad look for Frank Clark? The bad look for Frank Clark is him not performing as well as D. Ford did. That to me is the bottom line. It's very easy for Frank.
From what we've seen from Frank, he's been an overall better player than D. Ford. But I also don't want to take out account that he wasn't playing in maybe the best defensive system and culture that we have had in the league in the last 5 to 7 years, and playing with guys like Jaron Reed on the inside with them, Cliff Avril in years past, Michael Bennett in years past, KJ Wright, the other linebacker that they've had
Bobby
over
Wagner.
There, Bobby Wagner and Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman. And like, this was a system, a culture of defense that is maybe unmatched in the league, say the Ravens or even New England. We've seen it. I remember when Neil Smith left a great defensive organization and culture in Kansas City. He didn't fall off the bat, but he wasn't as good as he was here when he was in Denver. Albert Haynesworth left Tennessee and fell off when he went to Washington. We've seen this.
I think that
occur.
Was more about Albert Haynesworth than it was the scheme that he was in.
Okay, but I'm just saying, we saw a difference. Him coming from Jeff Fisher in a really, really, really well-run defense, and then he came up. There's been examples of this, like Jamie Collins leaving New England and going to Cleveland, and then there's a change in his play because he's leaving that type of system. So I do think that is a legit thing to look
at. But Bob Sutton's not here. We believe in the coaching staff. Again, maybe this is just I choose to be optimistic about the defense. I choose to believe that Tyrann Mathieu will be that leader of the defense and that ball hawk in the secondary. I believe that Frank Clark can match, if not improve, on what D. Ford did last season. Yes, last year's defense was bad. This year's defense likely won't be great, but I don't think that we're going to see. If we end up regretting the contract, I don't think foresight on our behalf is going to be to blame. I didn't hear anyone and still haven't heard anyone say, awful deal, Frank Clark's not that good of a player. People that know a lot more about football than you and I, over and over and over again, Frank Clark is a better all-around football player than D. Ford. So now it's on Frank Clark to go out there and do that. If he doesn't, I don't know if it's going to be anyone other than his fault, maybe getting fat and happy with the money. I think it's just going to be a reflection of him. Again, him, Spags, and Tyrann Mathieu, those are the three guys that have real pressure on them on the defensive side of things. They need to do their jobs. It's a very bottom-line business for those three. It's a very bottom-line season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
True. One thing, though, we all know about sports, in any sport, and football, I think, is prevalent more than any, is when you're playing in a certain culture, under better coaching, under schemes that fit you, and that's all you've seen your whole life, your whole football life, that can be a huge thing. And we've seen players look one way in one system, in one scheme, under one coach, and look another in another way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.